Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. Now what you look for, you will find. And so, as a therapist who knows the value of trance methods to clear the strong emotions around past memories, I will, often as not, find trauma of some kind or other for the majority of my clients. And if I do it, then the rewind method will clear the emotion around that memory, or at the very least moderate it in the large majority of cases. So what do I mean by trauma, and what do I find as I go looking? The first point is to make that trauma must be understood very broadly and in most cases is far removed from accepted notions of what is trauma. So at one extreme, a reaction will be traumatic or near traumatic if the event is experienced in some way as a significant threat. That's war trauma, catastrophic accidents, or serious physical and sexual abuse are what is meant most often by trauma. My experience, though, is that by limiting trauma to this kind of experience, one indicates ignorance of what mental distress is all about. So if, in contrast, you are looking broadly at what trauma might mean for many sufferers of serious mental distress, then one finds an enormous range of memories that are in fact traumatic. And these will extend from loss and disappointment to childhood bullying and on to verbal abuse and then even to fearful and dramatic what-if projections of the future. Why not? All are emotionally charged reactions located in the primitive brain and beyond conscious control. You can go further. The experiences of a panic attack can feed subsequent anxieties. And most phobias, needles, cats, dogs, spiders, heights, flying, vomit, motorways, and so on, will typically have as their origin a distinct trauma memory of some kind. Critically, though, the event may not be a one-off, cut-and-dried experience with an obvious beginning and end. It can extend over a length of time, many years in fact, such as the chronic coping and fear around life in a dysfunctional family or difficult school. Another important characteristic of such trauma is that the event can be hidden or hard to access and not associated by the sufferer with the current living depression or anxiety. What is important for this event to be processed as a trauma is that there is a powerful emotional reliving of the experience and that the re-experiencing has a strong visual content as well. This means that there is a crude pattern match remaining in the limbic system where flight or fight is recorded, which is periodically, or in some cases continually activated in response to certain life experiences, even when these appear to bear no obvious resemblance to the original event. And finally, before we leave this discussion of trauma as a contributor to mental illness and distress, it is important to understand that the experiences of coping, or more accurately failing to cope, with the reliving and flashbacks of the original trauma, can themselves be traumatic. This further embedding of the trauma can do the real damage. It's as if a process of serial trauma creation is set up that can be neither resolved nor controlled. And in a future podcast, I will list some of the events and experiences that I have successfully detraumatized.